Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, it's Friday, and welcome to our program. It's great to have you here. We are at the tail end of 2 weeks of absolutely marvelous teaching. Derek Prince has been taking us on a journey through the truths that relate to why bad things happen to God's people. And just this last week, we've been learning from the life of Job, a book that many Christians avoid, about how we can really trust God with our lives. Remember that great phrase from Job, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." God is intensely interested in us. He's intensely interested in the smallest detail about us, and he has a plan and a purpose that's individually tailored for us, and that he often executes in part through seasons of suffering and difficulty. It's a really powerful truth that we need to grasp so that we have faith for those desert seasons. And then one of the great truths that Derek has been bringing to us is that maybe the solution for our problem is not that we get answers for our minds, but that we meet the Lord. Today, Derek's going to take us a little bit further in this whole exploration through Job, and we're going to be talking about the great destiny, the great challenge that we have in Christ Jesus. Let's listen.
Let's consider for a moment just two more things. Our high destiny in Christ. It's staggering. It's absolutely unbelievable what God has planned for us. In Ephesians chapter 2, beginning at verse 4. Ephesians 2, verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Raised us up together, resurrected us, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The New English Bible says, enthroned us. Bear in mind, we've been made alive, we've been resurrected, we've been enthroned. And all that's in the past, not in the future. Now, with what purpose? Verse 7. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. That's a staggering thought. God says, these sinners who were rebels, unclean, lost, I'm going to save them, sanctify them, raise them up, and for all eternity, they're going to be the demonstration to the whole universe of my grace. No wonder we go through some tests, if that's our destination. You see, God uses everything to reveal himself. God is a self-revealing God, and many things in creation reveal God in different ways. But when God wanted to reveal his grace, he had to choose sinners. I don't know whether this fits in with your theology, but we had to sin in order that God might reveal his grace. If you don't like that statement, you've got every right to take exception to it. Nevertheless, it so happens that God has chosen to reveal the unique aspect of his character, which is his grace, through redeemed sinners. And through all eternity, all the angels are going to gaze at us in awe and admiration and say, look what God did with them. Then Paul goes on to say in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. What blesses me is the Greek word for workmanship is poema, which gives us the English word poem. We are God's creative masterpiece. And as I've said many times, the amazing thing is he went to the scrap heap for his material just to prove what he could do as a creator. And then it says in Ephesians 3, Paul says, to me who am, verse 8, to me who am less than the least of all the saints. You notice how Paul goes down all the time? He says once he was the least of all saints, he says now I'm less than the least of all saints. The further he goes, the lower he comes. that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all people see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ. This is, again, it's staggering. God had a secret plan that he didn't unveil till you and I came on the scene. All previous ages didn't know it. Now, what is the purpose of this plan? Ephesians 3, verse 10. To the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. The word manifold is a Greek word which means many-sided. We are to be the demonstration of the many-sided wisdom of God to all the heavenly beings. And each one of us is going to demonstrate a different aspect of God's wisdom. Now that's your destiny. Hang in there and don't give up. Because if you give up, you'll regret it. I'm not saying it'll be easy. In fact, I'm saying it won't be easy. But it'll be worth it. That's my belief.
You know, Ephesians 2:10 is one of the great verses of the New Testament. It absolutely embeds in our souls the idea that we are God's workmanship, that we were created in Christ Jesus, and that God has prepared beforehand works that we should walk in them. This is often what suffering is preparing us for, and that makes it all worthwhile. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Faith. Explore the mystery, promises, and powers of genuine faith as you read the insightful book, Faith to Live By. In it, Derek Prince answers your questions about faith and reveals how to pray effectively, understand spiritual gifts, and truly enjoy an abundant life. In this easy-to-read book, based solidly on the Scriptures, you'll discover what God is saying to you. Order your copy of Faith to Live By now for only $8.95 when you call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Faith to Live By is a hope-filled resource for every Christian who wants to receive the promises of a faith-filled life. Order now. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and we're coming to the final moments of a two-week series on why difficult and painful things happen to God's people. And Derek is about to talk to us about revelation, about how we need to have revelation from God to know not only why the suffering, but the broader issues of our lives. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us about why people suffer in God.
So now, one final personal response to the story of Job, and it goes a little bit beyond what I've been saying. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20, Peter says, "No prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation." The word private means individual. You cannot provide your own interpretation of Scripture. There's only one authorized interpreter. Who's that? The Holy Spirit. That's right. And so we can have our little theories and make our little Bible studies, but unless it's the Holy Spirit that inspires and reveals, it'll accomplish nothing. See, the longer I'm in the ministry, the more I see that we only know God's truth by revelation. There's no other way to know. I mean, you can read the Bible. You can know the Bible by heart, but you don't see anything till God reveals it. And so I want to give you this little parable, and with this I close. There are two main agents of revelation: the Scripture, the Bible, the Holy Spirit. And I look at that piano there, and I think to myself, that is a finite instrument. It's got a certain number of white keys, a certain number of black keys, it spans a certain number of octaves. It's definitely limited. But when a pianist sits down, there's no limit to the music that can come from that piano. Who is the pianist? The Holy Spirit. The piano is the scripture. The pianist is the Holy Spirit. And the only kind of melodies that are worth anything are those that the Holy Spirit plays. And there is no limit. There's no bottom to his revelation. It's inexhaustible. Our sister that plays the piano so beautifully for us, she could sit here for hours. She had the strength and never play the same melody twice. That's like the Holy Spirit. Don't think you know it all, because that shuts the Holy Spirit up. Thank God for what you do know and make room for what you don't. One thing I'll tell you, I didn't intend to say this, but to receive revelation takes time. You have to be prepared to wait before God, to meditate on the scriptures. Not to rush, not to give God 10 minutes and say, that's it, God, if you haven't spoken by the end of 10 minutes, I have to go. Now, it's not easy for some of you because you've got busy schedules, but bear in mind, revelation takes time. And I find revelation comes when I least expect it. Strangely enough, it sometimes comes when I'm shaving. I don't know why, but it does. I remember something that happened years ago. I mean, in 1966. It's just a silly example. But I was thinking about the ministry of an evangelist. And I was looking in the mirror, and I said, of course, you're not an evangelist, to myself. And God said to me very clearly, you can be if you want. Now, I would never have thought of that. But it was revelation. No, I can do the ministry of an evangelist. When there's no other evangelist around, I can do it. But if there are other evangelists around, I'll do something else. But God showed me that I was setting my own limits to what he could do with me. So don't set any limits, except what God says. All right, I think I'm going to read those conclusions very rapidly without dwelling on any of them, if I can find them. All right. Just go through them. How many did I have? 10. Number 1, we can never understand all God's dealings. Number 2, God never surrenders his sovereignty. He's never subject to a set of religious rules. Number 3, God deals with us all as individuals. Number 4, it's foolish to compare ourselves with others. Number 5, God has a special, unique purpose for every life. Number 6, God is relentless in pursuing his purpose. Number 7, God's priorities are different from ours. He puts the spiritual above the physical, the eternal above the temporal. Number 8, God is proud of his righteous servants. Number 9, we have a high destiny. We're going to be the demonstration of God's grace to all the universe through all ages. And number 10, the only authorized interpreter of the scripture is the Holy Spirit. The scripture is the piano, the Holy Spirit is the pianist. If we want melody, we have to let the pianist play. Otherwise, we've just got an instrument.
What a marvelous illustration that we're like a piano, like a wonderful instrument, and the Holy Spirit is able to bring music out of our lives as we yield to him. Listen, we're about to wrap this whole thing up in a marvelous discussion with some folks who will be with us here in the studio as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
When does a total surrender ensure a powerful victory? In his classic teaching, Grace of Yielding, Derek Prince explains from the scriptures why God will abundantly bless you when you are willing to yield completely to him. As you listen to this special audio CD, you'll discover how to please God in all you do, strengthen and mature your faith, and receive your inheritance as a child of God. As our way of saying thank you for listening to Derek Prince Legacy Radio, we want you to have a copy of Derek's inspiring audio CD, free and postage paid. To request your copy, call us toll free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Discover the grace of yielding. Request your free copy now. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or request your free copy of Grace of Yielding securely online at DerekPrince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thankful that you're joining me today. And joining me also in the studio are two of my good friends to help us digest this massive and wonderful teaching by Derek Prince. It's massive not just in terms of length, we've been on it for 2 weeks, but it's also massive in terms of its import and its power and its impact in our lives. David Holland's here with us. He's one of the producers of this show and all-around wise man who helps us digest and apply these things. Dave, thanks for being here.
Hi, thanks.
And then the exalted one, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, Dick Leggett's here as well. Dick, it's always great to have you here.
Thank you, Stephen. I bow in the presence of your great wisdom.
You can tell there's a lot of sincerity flying around here. We're talking, guys, about a really important topic. And as we come to just the final moments, just minutes here in our time together, I want us to digest this a little bit, help our listeners to apply it. Because, you know, there are people out there who are really stunned by some of the things that have happened to them. It tempts them to back away from God. It tempts them to bitterness. It might even tempt them to immorality. But what are your thoughts? How as you've been listening to this, how do you filter this? How do you apply it? Break it down a little bit so we can live it out from this point forward a little bit more easily.
Well, I'm just so mindful of the fact that there are so many people who need to understand how to re-engage God after they feel like he's let them down, and how to navigate really difficult spots in life. And they invariably come. How to navigate those spots in life and come out of them stronger, closer to God, better equipped to minister. And Dick, I think one of those things that really stands out to me is something Derek brought out earlier in the week, is that in the moment of the dark trial, God will often bring us a flash of prophetic or spiritual inspiration that is really something we can hang our hats on in that moment. Have you found that to be the case?
Well, I think that's a very important point. And really that what Derek has shared is so profound in the fact that, first of all, it's very practical. He's dealing with things that the people are really wrestling with, and a process that we're all wrestling with. You know, Jesus said, in this world you will find trouble, and it's certainly true. It's not easy. It's not too hard to go through life without running into it. There are a couple points that Derek shares, though, and one of them is what you shared. And first, though, I really appreciate his mention of the fact that God wants us to be vocal with him. He wants us to let him know what's going on in our heart and in our spirit as we're going through these trials. But then that is to bring us to a point where we really see the Redeemer. You know, Job said, I know that my Redeemer lives. Job was saying basically, I know that in spite of what my friends are telling me, that there's one who really knows me, and there's one who really understands everything I'm going through. And not only that, but he's bringing me through it, and he's taking me through it. And that caused him to say, in my flesh, I know I'm going to see God. I'm going to see him face to face. And that's so vital. That's really the purpose, I think, of all that suffering.
Well, that's right. And if we will not allow ourselves to become disconnected from God in the dark place, in the hard time, if we will continue to engage him, he will meet us there. He will come with some insight, a flash of inspiration that will bring us through.
Well, I think that's why Derek also pointed out that you never reach the point where you say, God, I've had enough. Leave me alone. Just let me go. Our prayer needs to be, Lord, just keep with me, you know, but help me through this process. But stay with me, please, I pray.
You know, the image from Genesis 15 comes to mind, where Abraham has the complaint. God calls him to make a sacrifice. During the night that he's offering that sacrifice, he has to drive away the birds of prey. And it's very much, from listening to the two of you, I draw the conclusion that it's about having a right attitude from God towards God in the midst of difficulty and suffering. But then you have to guard that attitude from all the wrong attitudes that can begin to encroach. The bitterness, the sense of betrayal, the disappointment, the disillusionment, those are all birds of prey that have to be kept from the sacrifice of your heart in the midst of those sufferings.
In the hard place, you will hear voices, and it may be literal voices like Job's friends who were giving him bad counsel, or it may be just voices inside your head, of the voice of the enemy saying, you're never going to get out of this, God has abandoned you, life doesn't make sense, God has no purpose for your life. Those voices you have to guard against. You have to reject those voices and press into God.
Go ahead.
You know, Dick, I think what I'd like to do now is move to prayer, because we've talked about it, we've digested it, we've given people practical steps, practical pillars for living it out. But let's pray for people in this situation, because as Derek has been teaching us this week, what we need is revelation. What we need is the Holy Spirit's insight and the actual work of God in our souls to help us go through this. So would you take us to prayer in just the few minutes that we have left?
Sure, that'd be great. If you're listening right now, and if you're one of those spots where you just are saying, Lord, what are you up to? What are you doing? Why is this happening? Just let this be your prayer. Father, I don't understand all that's going on, but I trust you. I place myself completely in your hands. Lord, I ask you, whatever you do, don't let go of me at this time. I don't know where I'm heading, but I need your help. And I cry out to you, I call out to you for help at this time. I ask that you would reveal to me yourself in the midst of the situation I'm facing. And I trust you, Father. I know that I will see a redemptive end to everything that I'm facing now. I trust you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
David, would you mind praying your heart as well? I know you've got a real vision for this material, and you've really lived it out at times in your life. Just pray from what's in your soul as well, please.
Yeah. Father, I just pray for the listener right now and ask you to meet them in their hard place with a flash of inspiration of your light. Meet them with a revelation of your love for them, a revelation of your plan, your good plan for their life, and for your faithfulness to see them through. Father, give them light in that dark place. That is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
I just want to speak just for a few moments to those who might be listening. You're a little embarrassed that you are, because you call yourself an atheist. You're not sure you really believe in God. And the main rationale for not believing in God in your life has been, how can there be such horrible things in the world if there's a just God who exists and who is all powerful? And I want to just bring to you again that great thought by C.S. Lewis. And that is, given that man has rebelled against God, given that man has disobeyed God, has fallen, as Christians often say, has refused to comply with God's will for the world, the real miracle is not that there's pain and suffering. The real miracle is that there is any good, that God is good enough to extend to us his mercy and his grace in so many wonderful areas when, frankly, we don't deserve it as a race, we don't deserve it as people. And so thank God for Jesus Christ. And I want to urge you to consider that your irritation, your frustration, your distancing yourself from the idea of a God is really based on a false premise. You have to come to the realization that mankind has fallen. And because mankind has fallen, really, were there no God, mankind would have probably been wiped out long ago. Well, listen, that's really all the time that we have for today. Let me just mention a few things to you. We really want you to log on to the website at derekprince.org. You'll find this teaching, which I urge you to listen to over and over again. This has been such rich and beefy theology that really you need to digest this again and again. So log on to the website. You'll find out some great things about Derek Prince Ministries, and you'll also find some other wonderful teachings. Guys, thanks for being with me today.
Oh, our pleasure. Thanks, Stephen.
Great to be with you, Stephen.
That is all the time we have for today. So for everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again next week as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to order your copy of Derek's book, Faith to Live By, available for only $8.95. To order, simply call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And don't forget to request your free audio CD copy of Grace of Yielding, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can find both of these resources online at DerekPrince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at DerekPrince.org. That's DerekPrince.org.